It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. Plenty to get to on a Monday. We'll take a look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports. Mike Halas, Gazette sports columnist and the man who covers Iowa men's basketball, will be joining us. We'll talk Iowa, Nebraska. We'll talk college basketball as well with Mike. All that and more coming up as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour right here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the Southwest Side, we welcome you in. It is Gym Class, kicking off your local programming block here at KGYM. We'll take you through the 3 o'clock hour, then it's the Todd Primal Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock today. And during their show today and all through the week, they have your chance to surprise your Valentine with a gift from Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse. All this week, they've got your shot at a $50 gift card between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. They are located on Highway 151 on the east edge of Marion. And for more details, you can go to our website at kgymradio.com. You can also go to our website, kgymradio.com, to get the latest information about our new lineup as far as frequencies are concerned. You are listening to us on 1600 AM or the brand new 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, or the brand new refurbished Jim OT 107.5. Great new lineup of programming starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, taking you up through 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's all on the Jim OT 107.5 FM. Find out more if you got questions, etc. Go to our website, kgymradio.com, and I'll have all the information right there for you to digest. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon. I hope everybody out there is doing well, and Valentine's Day is Friday, right?
I hear.
You have games.
Yeah. My Valentine's will be Phil Dunn and Steve Tozier.
Lucky you.
Lucky me.
I don't think Christy will be jealous.
No, I don't think so. For good or for bad, that's the way it is. Thank you for reminding me about that, though. It is Valentine's week. Although, you know what? And I probably shouldn't open this kettle of fish or anything like that. But as you get older, does Valentine's Day mean as much anymore? I mean, it's not like my wife is at home waiting by the door for the Valentine to come. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't open this door, perhaps.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay. I should have, and now I have a shovel.
I know the answer to that, but I'm going to plead the fifth.
I have a shovel in my right hand, digging with my left, and, yeah, just trying to get through this thing. And, yeah, should we start over? Zach, can we start over?
It's my fault.
Zach's 21. He's going, I'm fine. 319-366-1600. That is the First Federal Credit Union text line. First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. That's firstfedcu.com. And a big thanks to Tom and Dan, everybody, for helping us out with that. We do appreciate it. 3:07. A lot to get to from an interesting sports weekend. And we'd like to hear from you out there at 319-366-1600. Remnants, as far as basketball is concerned, Iowa dispatched Nebraska without much trouble. The big news, though, off the court, as far as Iowa and Iowa State are concerned, Iowa State did get a win on Saturday night against Kansas State, but lost Tyrese Haliburton in the process to a broken wrist. Announced today by Steve Prohm and the Iowa State men's basketball team that he is not going to undergo surgery, but he is going to miss the rest of the season. And doesn't take a lot of speculation to figure out Tyrese Haliburton's career at Iowa State has probably come to an end after 2 years. His stock in the NBA will probably never be higher than it is right now, even with the injury. He's probably played his last game in Ames.
Yeah, unfortunately, a broken wrist for Haliburton. He played second half with basically one hand.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'd almost guarantee you've seen the last of Halliburton and Ames.
And Iowa State's, of course, not going anywhere this year unless the Cyclones have a miraculous turnaround, win the Big 12 tournament, and make their way into the NCAA tournament in that direction. But when you have somebody who's a talent like Tyrese Halliburton, you just like to see him out on the court. And unfortunately, that's not going to be the case for the rest of the year. Iowa State starting off their next game in Norman to take on an Oklahoma team that really needs a win. Basically, anyone not named Kansas and West Virginia could use a win in the Big 12 right now. If you're on the bubble as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. News out of Iowa City, Cordell Pemsel was picked up by police, I believe, early this morning. Is that correct, Mark? I read. Pemsel, who had a OWI over the summer, was arrested for not having a valid driver's license and operating a motor vehicle earlier on today. And not anything official as far as the University of Iowa is concerned if he is going to be suspended. Iowa already with a very, very short bench. We'll have to wait and see anyway exactly how Fran McCaffrey and the staff view this.
Yeah, he was stopped for a broken taillight on his vehicle, and the charge was driving with a revoked license, and that stemmed from, as you mentioned, September OWI. The result of that was a two-game suspension for Pemsel at the beginning of this season, and as you indicated, no official word on any punishment out of Iowa, at least no news release coming out up till now.
He had a two-game suspension to start off the season. He was also removed from all school activities following the September arrest. I have not seen anything come out as of yet as far. Certainly no statement from the Iowa basketball office on exactly what could happen. Iowa plays at Indiana coming up this week. No Bobby Knight, I don't believe, will be at Assembly Hall. I think Dick Vitale is still there with his hand around the general and probably singing his praises. That was a very strange... We'll get to that as far as the weekend in sports. That was a very strange day in Bloomington on Saturday. It was very odd.
Yeah, I'll be anxious to talk about that. In regards to Pemsel, he's just had a checkered career at the University of Iowa between his injuries, the arrest in September, and now at 22 years old, what are you thinking driving around at 1 o'clock in the morning when you don't have a license or any time?
With a broken taillight as well.
Well, sometimes you don't know that. You know, you don't have eyes in the back of your head.
I'm checking my car every time I'm getting into it.
That's probably a good idea.
Maybe I'm just safety conscious.
But gee, many Christmas. I don't know if this is going to result on missed playing time or that it should. But if it does, yes, starting at Indiana and then maybe at Minnesota this weekend, it's an already short bench to get shorter, and that's just not good.
Unleash Austin Ashe again. 8 points on Saturday afternoon for the Mount Vernon product.
I have a lot of respect for walk-ons, and that is Austin Ashe. We know Dad Carey very well. Had to be popping his buttons after that game. I knocked in a couple trays and a couple free throws. You know, the guy works every day in practice.
Absolutely. And good for him.
It's Hobbs and it's Young Bear and those types of guys that help this team in ways that you don't see sometimes. So I was glad he got 9 minutes.
Yeah, he did.
Something like that, yeah.
Got in early in that game. We'll talk about Iowa-Nebraska coming up in just a little bit. Text line, Jeff on the text line. The good news is he was not drinking. Yes, very good news out there. Darren, if I don't have a license, I'm checking everything on my car if I'm going to drive, especially in Iowa City. Should check it out wherever you may be. And 1345 reminding us that how the University of Iowa and Iowa State agreed for no charges in the marching band incident from last year. It's not a, as far as that is concerned, before we put that to bed, we said last year, unless there was absolute concrete evidence, it was going to be hard to persecute anyone. And that's kind of the way it went down. It
took them more than 4 months to come to this conclusion.
Yeah, well, the slightly longer than last Monday evening. But or the Oscars from last night. I think that's still going, isn't it? The Oscar presentation? Gee, many Christmas.
I don't watch for multiple reasons.
It's the only award show I do watch, Mark. I will watch the Oscars. I like movies. I'm not one for all the, you know, all the statements or whatever the case may be. I think it's interesting. I'm not going to take a side on anything, but I do enjoy a good Oscar show. And it was okay last night. It was just okay. And yet again, I have not seen the movie that won Best Picture.
I'm not a big moviegoer. I'm not a moviegoer at all. So that's one reason I don't watch. And another reason is what you mentioned, the statements out of Hollywood. You know, love them or hate them, it's just not necessary. But they find it to be so. And I choose not to watch.
And I want to see what everyone is wearing.
Restaurant Impossible is much better.
319-366-1600 as we come up on 315. Let's dive into this. Let's start with the Hawkeyes and their win over Nebraska. Not a whole lot of drama. It was 17-2 early on, and it didn't get much better. Nebraska did cut it down to 4 at one point, a 25-21, and Iowa didn't score for 6-7 minutes about midway through the first half, and then Iowa went on another run, and it was pretty much over at that point. Great game from Joe Wieskamp. Luke Garza had his typical game, and Iowa pretty much, other than that little run in the first half, pretty much clicked on all cylinders.
The Hawkeyes really did, and it just underscores what a bad shooting performance can do to you, and that's what happened at Nebraska, plain and simple. And that was, a 6-point loss on the road? Not a good loss by any means, but I don't care where it is. If you shoot the basketball poorly, you're going to lose, and that's what happened in Lincoln. Not so much so in the friendly confines of Carver Hawkeye Arena. Wieskamp was very assertive, and Garza was his typical self. You asked me earlier in the day, or maybe somebody else did. I talked to a friend of mine this morning. Why didn't they let him play a little more and pad those stats for his national awards? No, it wasn't you. It was a friend of mine I talked to this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you need.
He was removed with 10 minutes left in the
game.
You got
to have a fresh Luka Garza. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You got to put team ahead of individual.
Mm-hmm.
I think in that, I had no problem.
And it was 30-plus point lead.
Yeah, it was.
By then anyway, yeah.
Nebraska was not coming back against Iowa in that particular ball game. And you're right, it just shows what a team can do when they're hot. Nebraska was hot in Lincoln from out beyond the three-point arc. That's not a very good basketball team. Nebraska and Northwestern are fighting it out right now in the bottom. Poor Cats, by the way, last night. I did watch a little bit of that.
I did, too.
And should have won that game. Should have won that game at Rutgers, and that's just kind of the way the year has been. The last 2 years for Chris Collins and Northwestern, I'm not sure he might survive the offseason.
I hope he does. I think he's a pretty decent coach. But he's lost a lot of close games. And up 18 points at Rutgers.
But give Rutgers credit, too, for coming back. I will say that. That would have been a horrendous loss.
Give Geo Baker credit for pushing off on every jump shot.
It's not pushing off if you don't get called.
That's true, too.
Oh, man. 6099 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. You don't play him, Garza, because you could lose him to an ankle sprain or a broken wrist like Halliburton. Absolutely correct.
I think Garza is incapable of getting hurt.
Well, don't say that.
I know.
Don't say that. In the polls, AP poll, Iowa drops four spots to number 21 after the 1-1 week, the win over Nebraska, the loss to Purdue. Iowa remains number 17 in the coaches' poll this week. You and I just outside. We're to the point now, Mark, basically in the basketball season where if you're in the poll, you basically stay in the poll.
Now, Michigan State about
except
that.
For Michigan State. They did fall out of the poll. They did fall out of the poll this week. You and I picked up 44 votes, and if you elongated the poll out, they would be number 28. After the big win over Drake on Saturday. Fun ball game. That was a fun ball game.
Drake led for much of it, and then A.J. Green took over. I think he had 34 points, and for the fourth time this season, he is the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Week, justifiably so. But I hadn't seen much Drake, but I was very impressed. That's a team that's won 16 games, came very close to winning this one. The score did not indicate how close it was. This Liam Robbins in the middle, he was an equalizer to Fife and Dahl.
Yeah.
He was, I'll be anxious to talk to Kevin Lehman about him on Thursday, or Friday, Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Kevin on Thursday, as usual, with Off the Glass, brought to you by Chris Lehman at ShootersHomes.com. And check that out at KGYMRadio.com. Darren says on the text line, Mark, you just jinxed us.
How'd I do that? Oh, and the injury?
Yes.
With Garza? Yeah.
So send your cards and letters to Mark if something happens in a bad way as far as Iowa is concerned. We're going to take a break, come back. Other things from the weekend, and namely, the first weekend of the XFL. We'll talk about that. We'll get your reactions on it as well. 319-366-1600. Take a break, come back. More of the Gym Class coming your way. We're going to talk to Mike Halas here in about 15 minutes or so. Stay with us. More to come after this. KGYM.
At CPU Hoyt Jewelers, Valentine's Day is all about the bundle, baby. Now through Valentine's Day, Friday, February 14th, we're bundling the love with our local romance bundle. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. With any purchase of just $99 or more, we're going to throw in a beautiful box of chocolates. Now, if you spend $2.99 or more, you'll get the box of chocolates and a $50 gift card to 30 Hop. Now, are you ready for this? Spend $9.99 or more, and you get the chocolates, great, the $50 30 Hop card, sweet, and a one-hour couples massage from Hands in Harmony. Woohoo! Now that's an awesome local romance bundle. And of course, in Siebke Hoyt fashion with approved credit, you'll get 0% financing for 12 months. It's the Valentine's Day local romance bundle, and it's only at Siebke Hoyt, now through Valentine's Day.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Okay, guys, Valentine's Day is... Wow, February 14th. That's soon.
So get it together because she's expecting something good.
And by good, I don't mean last-minute flowers from the gas station.
I'm talking about something that treats her right, pampers her, and makes her feel special. Like basically anything from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have all kinds of Valentine gift ideas. Massage, facial, manicure, pedicure. And if you can't decide, an Elevate gift card gives her lots of choices. Stop by Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Road and Blair's Ferry Road.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything. Camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Number 8 Florida State faces the crazies at Cameron Indoor when the Seminoles visit 7th-ranked Duke.
Duke with numbers, taking it himself with a two-hand stop.
Tonight at 6 o'clock on 106.3 FM in Iowa City at 107.5 OT. We do have a dandy basketball game, as you just heard from ESPN, coming up tonight. 107.5 and 106.3 FM. The Gym OT, 107.5, 106.3 in Iowa City. We'll have that 7th-rated Duke, number 8 Florida State, and a big one from the ACC. And we'll have that for you at 6 o'clock, just ahead of the tip-off. 6:30 tonight, it will be the Cyclone Coaches Corner Show, and I'm sure a lot of talk about the injury to Tyrese Halliburton and how that's going to impact the Iowa State men's basketball team. And more on that with John Walters coming up at 4:30. He'll be the regular Monday guest with Todd and Alex coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. Poll question is up and ready to go at KGYMradio.com.
It is indeed. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Did you watch the XFL over the weekend? Three choices. Yes, and I'll keep watching. Secondly, yes, but I wasn't impressed. Lastly, nope. Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue, Southeast and Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I took in quite a bit of the XFL over the weekend. We are 1-0, our St. Louis Battle Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm maybe less of a fan now that Alex Kuhn told me what the battle cry is for the Battle Hawks.
Which is?
I'm going to let Alex let everybody in on it.
Okay.
I'm going to let Alex do that. He is searching, by the way, for tickets for opening day down at the Dome in St. Louis, which is almost apparently sellout. Unlike New York City, where they should not have had the New York game at MetLife Stadium, because that looked like a... It was not a good look for the league. Other than that, it was what I thought it was going to be. Love to hear from you out there at 319-366-1600. What did you think about the XFL? That's the First Federal Credit Union text line. I wasn't expecting anything over the moon. I thought it was going to be all right football played by not the best players as far as football is concerned. Guys that have been out of the league a couple years, guys that are going to be getting their shot that they've always wanted. You know, I thought the logo at the 50-yard line said it all for the love of the game. And I thought it was great. They interviewed Landry Jones on the sideline, who was allegedly going to be the face of the XFL, and they asked him, what have you been doing? I was putting up drywall last a few weeks ago, and guys in construction. He goes, yeah, I got into construction. I liked it. Been refitting tubs and putting up drywall.
Mm-hmm. Well, I dove in and out of games, watching golf and some basketball and whatnot.
Yes, I was watching golf first yesterday.
I guess my impression was that, to answer the poll question, yes, I watched. Well, I keep watching. And that's the big key for the XFL. The ratings surpassed those of the Alliance for American Football from last year. XFL was 3.3 million viewers. The AAF was 2.9. Not a significant amount.
Better television deal, though, with the XFL.
But as you get into... You know, basketball conference tournaments.
Exactly.
And the NCAA tournament, is the viewership going to be there? Because this league, aside from its coaches, largely lacks star power.
We've had our first firing, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, did not take long. The Los Angeles team has fired defensive coordinator Pepper Johnson today.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Linebacker coach and defensive coordinator. He's out after one game. Ryan Walford, good to hear from you, Ryan. It's been a while. Some interesting rules they could implement in the NFL, but it's like watching D-League football. I can't see this lasting too long.
Mm.
I will say this. Those of us that were remembering the first installment of the XFL, this is much better. I mean, the XFL was a absolute gimmick the first time it came around with Jesse the Body Ventura and others and the names in the back of the jersey. This is actual football. They're actually out there playing. And I thought it was good for that reason. It's for me, it's going to just satisfy my appetite through the spring.
I don't think it's going to be must-see viewing for me.
I'm not turning off the NCAA tournament or a good basketball game to watch the XFL, though.
No, I mean, the folks around here watch the Dallas St. Louis game because of the Iowa connection. Jonathan Hayes, the head coach, and Chuck Long, offensive coordinator, who got a lot of airtime. He was mic'd up in the booth, sending in plays.
We'll see how long that continues. not Chuck Long, but we had our first incident of FCC problems at the XFL on the sidelines.
64-29 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. I found it entertaining and liked all the access with the mics everywhere and seeing the instant replay deliberations in the booth. I will keep an eye on it. Go Battlehawks.
Go Battlehawks. Absolutely.
You know, the mic'd up stuff was pretty good, but I think some of the sideline reporters struggled trying to get guys coming off the field and asking them questions. It worked in some instances. Others, it was largely a disaster, but I like the innovations.
The kickoff rule, I love.
I do indeed. I find the extra point rules interesting as well. You're not kicking extra points.
No.
You've got three options. Score one, two, or three, is it?
Yep.
From different distances. I find that interesting.
How long till analytics takes over that and everyone's going for three?
No, I think largely everybody would go for one or two. I could be wrong.
Didn't see an onside kick, too. I wanted to see an I don't think we saw an onside kick. If we did, I missed it. If we had an onside kick in the XFL over the weekend, let us know at 319-366-1600. 6019, couldn't agree more on MetLife and XFL venues. Play at a place with limited seating, so better overall experience. Most, let's see, Battlehawk game was at the former Rangers home, which has now been converted from a baseball stadium to a football stadium now with the Rangers moving in across the street to their brand new palace over there. You had the two games, I believe, both in soccer stadiums on Saturday, and then MetLife was just looked like a it wasn't a good look. It wasn't a good look. Looked like a JV game on the night ahead of the varsity game.
63-16 has an interesting idea, I think.
Okay.
They should play their games during the week on an evening night so they don't compete with everything on the weekends. Midweek games, Wednesday, Thursday. You're still going to compete with some college basketball.
True. True. But I don't know. We'll see. It's still the first week. Let's not change the entire MO of the organization based on 1 week.
I think if you took the under in all the games, you were good.
Yeah, you did. Because there wasn't a whole lot of scoring. There wasn't a whole lot of scoring. John in Dubuque, I watch too much sports already, according to my wife, so I can't risk getting hooked on another league to pay attention to. Got to keep her off my case. Ha, ha, ha.
Well,
Fire something nice from Culver's. John, make the trip down 151. We got you covered.
Why view it or pass it off as homework? Right? You talk about it, you better
watch
it.
Unless the Battlehawks take over America. 21.
That was a big road win. Dallas is favored to win the league, right?
They did not look like the favorite to win the league, by the way. 21-12, does this impact the NFL or NCAA more? I don't think it impacts anything, really. I think these are guys that would, at best, get a look in a camp.
Oh, the NFL is going to find some players.
They'll find a couple.
Yeah.
They'll find a couple. no one's leaving the college football ranks early to go to the XFL. This is not going to be like the USFL in the day with Herschel Walker leaving and they're throwing him a bajillion-dollar contract after his, you know, after his Georgia playing career is done. This is not going to be like that. They don't have the money to throw around like that, first of all.
The average XFL player's salary is $55,000, which includes base pay along with a bonus for being active during each game.
Good for them.
Not horrible.
Not horrible.
It's not what you make in the NFL by any means.
Now, but I want to know what, I assume that includes insurance and things like that, in case you do get injured in a game. That was one of the big drawbacks with the league that folded after half a season last year, as far as professional football is concerned. And that's always something to think about when a lot of the indoor leagues out there as well, about health insurance and things like that. So many facets to think about as far as the XFL is concerned.
I think I'm mistaken about that salary. I think it's about half of that.
Oh, is it? Landry Jones is making $55,000.
You get bonuses for being on the winning team and whatnot.
That sounds very Vince McMahon-ish.
Yeah.
Hey, incentive to win, right? Incentive to win out there. I will say this before we get to a break. XFL was fine. It was better than the Bush clash yesterday. I'm going to say that. ended up with five cars, six. The winner looked like it had been through the ringer with Erik Jones. And I'm not interested in races where you just go out there and just wreck everything, because you can wreck everything. And that's the way that what the race calls for. And just not my cup of tea.
Well, there's 18 cars in the clash. I didn't watch a whole lot of it. Saw highlights and read about it, but when you have only a third of the field finishing and you have to go 13 extra laps from what the original, is going to be a 75-lap race, so they had to go 88. Because all
just
the,
too much.
All, yeah. It was made for TV.
It's a
made
for
TV
thing.
So well. Yeah.
And yeah, just wasn't the best. Wasn't the best out there.
63-16 on the text line. They should treat this like soccer, where the best team goes to gets to move up to the NFL for 1 year, and the worst team in the NFL gets banished to the XFL.
Not sure that's a great idea, but thank you for the suggestion. Appreciate it. 3:35. We're going to take a break. Come back. Mike Halas set to join us. Plenty to talk about with Mike. And we'll do that when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class Monday Edition, coming your way with Scott and Mark. And Buttons on the other side of the window right after this on KGYM.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to remodel your home? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. The same goes for hardware. Are you looking for new cabinets? They can design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And they have lumber, of course, but also decorative shiplap and other trim as well. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, you are covered with KGYM and Smart FM, a walk-off home run at the plate, or walk of life from dire straits. A long run from scrimmage, or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance, pet-proof, life-proof, and right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of a dollar or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full-court press is in basketball, right? full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Back with you on the Gym Class in KGYM. We have yet to talk about the big story out of the state of Iowa over the weekend. The controversial story that is tearing apart this state at the seams, Mark. The Beach Boys coming to the Iowa State Fair.
Wonderful.
The fair is for kids of all ages.
It was probably 40 years ago, I saw the Beach Boys, Doobie Brothers, and Golden Earring at the state fair. That was 40 years ago.
And they're back.
How old are those guys?
Older than us. Michael
Oss. Mike Love's still around, though.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
3:40, Michael Oss set to join us right now. Joins us on Mondays. Sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can find him at thegazette.com, also on Twitter, at Halas. I don't know where we should start. Your coverage
gets around like the Beach Boys.
Mike, with the Beach Boys, you are a music aficionado. We had the caucus you had to cover last week. You may still be covering it. We don't know. A lot of things to go over. How are you, Mike?
You know, I'm a little shortage of breath. the Beach Boys, to me, I never liked them until like about 10 years ago. And I don't know what happened to me, but I guess I started realizing that they were a lot more complex than I used to think they were. I used to think it was just, fun till your daddy takes your T-Bird away, that stuff. But then the more I read about them and the more I listened to them, it's like they were pretty advanced.
Hmm. There you go. So everyone should,
They had an album called Pet Sounds that was an inspiration for the Beatles on their Sgt. Pepper album.
That is correct. I read that.
Just a terrific album. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. So everyone relax. Beach Boys are going to be fine, and there'll be other acts at the state fair.
I don't know. Are they the Beach Boys? Is it Brian Wilson?
Who are on the...
It's Mike Love, I know that.
Who are still with the Beach Boys at this point.
I don't want to see a bunch of old people wheezing. Give me an act from the 21st century.
They'll have plenty of those as well. Well, Iowa dispatched Nebraska pretty handily. Fred Hoiberg said after the ball game that he feared this might happen. With an Iowa team that was very angry coming off the demolition in West Lafayette last Wednesday. And aside from about a six-minute block in the first half, unfortunately, Fred's worst nightmare came true.
Well, it was pretty predictable, Hoiberg doesn't have much of a team, and it's just the way it is. It's understandable given when he got the job and what he inherited, how he had to scramble to fill out a roster, but he's got recruits coming in. He's got transfers sitting out this season. He's got a couple, three good pieces on this year's team for the future. they'll be fine over there. The time to get them was now, and Iowa did get them, although it's just a split for this season.
Any further news on Cordell Pemsel other than what we've reported so far, Mike?
There hasn't been, as up to 5 minutes ago anyway, there's been no statement from Iowa City, which kind of surprised me. I thought that they usually, when the news breaks on something like that, they like to get a jump on it and put out their public relations, polite words. But nothing here, which tells me, I don't know what it tells me. Reading into things, I would say that they're not quite sure how they want to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could be 1,000% wrong. That's impossible. But I could be 100% wrong on that. And, but, I mean, you can't let him play Thursday night, can you?
I don't think he plays.
I don't see how you can. And the question beyond that is, what about after that? And then you get into the practicalities, never mind the legalities of it. The practicalities are you got a pretty thin team as it is, and you need the guy because he gives you 11 minutes a game spelling your big guy Garza. They're already playing Garza 32 minutes a game and more than that in the Big Ten. You can't play him more than that. You know, I mean, just the guy's 6'11", 265 pounds. He's giving you everything he's got. So they're going to have to figure out how to shuffle those deck chairs some more and whether that means Riley Till getting some playing time or if it simply means that guys like Bakari Evelyn have to play more minutes and you move pieces around like Connor McCaffrey goes to the number four spot. Something's got to give, and it's just I can only imagine what shades of red Fran McCaffrey's face turned when he got this news today.
Yeah, and Mike, beyond that, I think it's a prime example of, you know, folks out there, you might want to blame Fran McCaffrey or his staff. You know, why aren't you looking after this guy? Pemsel's 22 years old. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, Fran's asleep, most likely, or watching film. You can't blame this on coaches.
Well, I mean, look, his license was revoked. That's end of story. You can't drive, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh at it. I just laugh at it because it seems so obvious.
True. Now the question is, like you said, what is the punishment going to be? As Iowa has not one but two games on the road coming up this week with Indiana and Minnesota. And I don't want to get the impression that just because Iowa, A, is in the Big Ten race, and B, needs to have Cordell Pemsel, that they should look the other way. I don't think that is the case at all. I think he's going to get a one-gamer. That's just, if I had to put money on it, that's what I would.
Well, it's a tough call because it's a second offense. He's already been suspended once this season. And so, you, for public relations purposes, you can't come off looking like you're too lax. But from basketball practicalities, it's often very easy to suspend somebody for the first game of the season because you're playing, you know, Southern Illinois Edwardsville or some bottom feeder like that. But here they are on the road for two straight, as you said, in the Big Ten. And, you know, sometimes the practicalities of needing players puts a lot of pressure on coaches.
What do you see in these next two games, Mike? Both on the road, Indiana and Minnesota, as we've mentioned. The obvious thing is it's a Big Ten road game and dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. The game at Minnesota Sunday strikes me as an unlikely win. I mean, you're playing Thursday night at Bloomington. You come home late that night. Saturday, you head back to Minneapolis, and then you go and play a competitive team at noon on Sunday in the barn where Iowa's lost its last three. And it's a good team, not a great team, but it's a team that, you know, it's tough. Now, Thursday night, Indiana, you're catching a team that's reeling. the Hoosiers have lost four in a row. They were sitting nice in the Big Ten for a while, but the last three games they've lost by 15, 9, and 12. They had Purdue at home Saturday. It was supposed to be, it looked like a day where Indiana gets its act together. They have the whole big celebration at halftime and reunion of the 1980 team. Bobby Knight's there. Everybody's all, you know, juiced up. And then in the second half, the Hoosiers rolled over to the Boilermakers. Things are not going well over there. They expected better in year three with Archie Miller, but it's just not happening. However, as you said, correctamundo. I mean, it's at their place, and it's going to be tough.
It is a good time to play Indiana, I think, though, if you do have to go on the road with all the pomp and circumstance that they had, whether you liked it or not on Saturday, surrounding Bob Knight and everything that went on. There's got to be a letdown, I think, in the next home game.
Well, it's a question of, I mean, where are you catching them? When they went to Purdue last week, Purdue got wriggled off a hook at Northwestern the game before. Northwestern had them. Should have put their feet on Purdue's throats. Purdue scores the last 11 points of the game to win and comes home feeling like, you know what, we just dodged a big bullet there and we're back in the NCAA tournament thick of things. And they have a good team, and they went down to Indiana Saturday and they showed they have a good team. I like their team. I'm not sure Indiana's got that kind of team. Iowa went to Indiana last year when the Hoosiers had Romeo Langford and Juwan Morgan and came out with a win. Now, last year's last year, this year's this year. But I don't think that Assembly Hall in the 21st century is as intimidating as Purdue is or a lot of other Big Ten places are. And it's interesting because that used to be, of course, one of the places you least likely liked to go to in the Big Ten. But now I just don't think that it's got that kind of home court advantage that you see in so many places, including Iowa.
And Iowa has fared fairly decently at Assembly Hall over the past handful of years anyway. And we'll see how things go. Mike Halas joining us here on the Gym Class Monday edition on KGYM. You're very, very prophetic because I believe 2 weeks ago you said your pick might be the Maryland Terrapins to win the Big Ten. And lo and behold, there's Maryland on top.
Well, there are 20 players left on the Wooden Award list, which Garz is on, of course. Two of those players are Maryland players. So if you've got two National Player of the Year finalists, you should be pretty good. And they are, and they've been real tough at home. And they've also they've won some coin flip games, you know. When they went to Indiana, they were in, I think they won by a point. And they've slid off the hook a couple of times, too, but good teams do that. They've got a senior guard, Anthony Cowan, who's terrific. Jalen Smith, the big guy's terrific. Veteran team. And, yeah, I mean, you're looking at the Eastern Seaboard as the hub of Big Ten basketball now with Maryland and with Penn State, which is really good, and Rutgers, which dodged a bullet of its own last night against Northwestern, but it found a way to win. So the East has – it doesn't get much done in football outside of Penn State, but – they're pretty good in basketball this year.
You mentioned Purdue, Mike, and I'm with you 100%. I think this is a pretty good basketball team that is finding itself. That big guy in the middle, if he continues to play strong, is really a problem. And as I was talking with a friend of mine this morning, these Big Ten teams get out of league play, and if officials let them play in the NCAA tournament, a lot of these teams can be dangerous, and I think Purdue is one of them.
Yeah, I do too. They've got winning to do, of course, because their overall record's not great. Mm-hmm. But in terms of that NET ranking and the strength of schedule and all that, they're set up pretty nice. I have mixed feelings about the strength of the overall league. you keep hearing and hearing it's the best league in the country, and it is. It is. But does it have great teams? I mean, I think Maryland is a very good team. But does it have great teams? Maybe there aren't any great teams, for one thing, anywhere. But, I mean, it's four teams ranked. Michigan State has lost three in a row and seems to be groping. I mean, Penn State and Rutgers have had nice seasons, but are they great teams? Iowa's ranked. Is it a great team? Maybe in the NCAA tournament we'll say, you know what? They were. They are. Or maybe we'll say, you know, maybe these were just a bunch of good competitive teams, but there wasn't anything of greatness in them. You look at the NBA mock drafts. There are no lottery picks in the Big Ten. None. There just aren't. And you look at the NBA All-Star game, the 24-player roster in the NBA All-Star game. How many of those 24 players played in the Big Ten? Zero.
Zero.
Today, the USA Basketball announced its 44 finalists for the 2020 Olympic team. Only three out of 44 players played in the Big Ten, and one of them played there for 1 year.
Mm.
This is not a new thing. There have been a lot more NBA draft picks out of the ACC and the SEC than the Big Ten. So these aren't superstar elite players by and large, but they're good veteran teams, which as time passes, I think, is better and better and better in the NCAA tournament. We saw Wisconsin almost win a national title a few years ago with a team like that. We've seen Michigan come awfully close with teams like that. So maybe, Mark, maybe one or two Big Ten teams do get to Atlanta for the Final Four just because they're experienced, they're gritty, they're rugged, you know, all the cliches.
Yeah. Speaking of the NBA mock drafts, a guy that is included in the top 10 in a lot of mock drafts, I think we have seen the last of in Ames, and that's Tyrese Halliburton. Unfortunately, with a broken wrist, he is going to miss the rest of the season, will not have surgery, but this kind of puts a capper on what has been a kind of a dreadful year for the Cyclones.
Yeah, sad to see. This season's been kind of a waste of his skills in that regard, just not surrounded with enough weaponry to have a big year. And you're right, I've seen him anywhere from 6 to... I mean, he's lottery pick, according to just about everybody I've seen, reputable sources, not just, you know, people sitting at home throwing stuff at the wall. So that's too bad. But, you know, sports, injuries, it happens. And Iowa has seen its share and has, you know, it's had enough talent in reserve to deal with it. Iowa State does not. And then before I go, I want to give a mention of Northern Iowa, which...
Absolutely.
Holy mackerel. They're 21-3. They're stacking wins like crazy. A.J. Green is the league's player of the week for the fourth time. He's averaging 20 a game. I think the Hawkeyes suck a lot of oxygen around here in terms of publicity, but if the Hawkeyes had a mediocre year this season, you'd be hearing a lot more about you and I. They're really good.
And I was impressed with Drake.
Yeah, Drake's good too. Drake's got a nice team.
Yeah,
they do. Going to probably fall a little bit short unless they win the MVC, obviously. But and then we've had the debate with Mike DeCourcy. Not really a debate. We just asked him his thoughts about you and I. But the debate is starting. You and I is going to be probably front and center if they don't win the Missouri Valley and have about 28 or 29 wins going into Selection Sunday, if they should get in or not.
Yeah, and, you know, it is a competitive league they're in, and those road games are hard. So they've got to finish strong, and they have to go to St. Louis, and they can't just, you know, kick one away on Friday. They've got to compete in that thing. But I think that they've, right now, I'd give them a good chance as an at-large, assuming that they you know, continue to play well from here until March.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and let you get back to your XFL replays, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, there were no leaves to rake. Come on.
I liked it better when he hate me was in the league.
I think that's not going to happen again. Mike, appreciate it. Thanks for the insight. We'll talk next week.
Okay.
Mike Halas from The Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Halas. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up after this.
Our new PXG Gen 3 irons are the best golf irons we've ever made by a long shot. Gen 3 irons deliver game-changing distance, outstanding accuracy, with a feel so soft, it's like spreading warm butter on a hot biscuit. Oh my! Gen 3 irons is sold only at PXG stores, PXG fitting studios, PXG.com, and at select custom fitters like Club Champion. To find out where to get your set, visit PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG today.
Hey, check me into Sport Clips.
Checking you into Sport Clips.
Guys, if you're looking to up your game, then it's time to check in with Sport Clips Haircuts. Think of it as the ultimate hair hack. Sport Clips Guy Smart Stylist can put your hair in a league all its own without taking too much time off the clock. Throw in the towel for our MVP experience, and you've got yourself a whole new hair game. So check in online with Sport Clips today. It's just that easy.
3:59, time to wrap things up on a Monday edition of the show. Coming up tomorrow, KJ Pilcher will join us. We will preview the district wrestling. We'll talk a little bit of college wrestling. And we are trying to put together the finishing touches on a very special guest tomorrow as well, Mark. But I'm not going to spill the beans as of yet, just in case it doesn't work.
You'll be the first to know out there.
You will be the first to know out there. Stay tuned. The Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next on KGYM. We've got Duke and Florida State at 6. Cyclone Coaches Corner Show tonight as well.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.